There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not Robert Scott Bell. Hey, it's Super Don here, and we just got done listening to Hour one with our really interesting guest, Shane England, talking about essential oils, which is something that we don't cover very much here on this show. So it was really cool to have him on and talking about a topic that a lot of our listeners are very much into. And we learned some things. It was really kind of cool busting some myths about essential oils. But we're now in hour two. And our fearless leader is on the road to Atlanta to go to R. Thomas and have a bird on his head and eat some chicken wings. And then off to Nashville I can't remember the name of it's the hydrocolonoscopy thing.
IACT convention.
They put the thing in the place where I don't want it to go, you know, type thing. But he's going to be meeting up with Ty Bollinger and Paul Barrichiaro and Dr. Michael Haley. And so he's on the road, and for the next hour, it's me and our, you know, I don't even want to call you an intern anymore. I really don't, Ed, because you are so much more. I mean, I'm telling you, op-ed is just the third rung in the wheel that turns the show, and he adds so much to the show. He really is an assistant producer, but anyway, this actually I think is your debut, isn't it, Ed?
Oh, it sure is. Sure
this is like first time. Yeah. You're like big time now. You're actually co-hosting here for the show. So welcome.
Well, thank you. And happy Father's Day, Don.
Well, thank you. You know, I was just going to say, now you have not excelled to the great stature of father yet, have you?
Oh, I've not gotten to that platform yet, you know.
No, you're not there yet. But yes, thank you. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And, you know, this is the one day when Hallmark cards, you know, get sold and bought a lot for fathers. But, you know, look, every day is Father's Day, every day is Mother's Day. But this is the one day of the year that we get to honor the fathers, and I can't wait for you, Ed. You will enjoy it.
I have a basketball team.
Really? Is that what your plan is?
Oh yeah, I want to have a soccer team, you know. But I think the determining factor is obviously going to be what Morgan decides.
Is that what Mrs. Ed is wanting too?
Oh,
because you know she's got to do all the hard work. I mean, it's easy for you to say you want a basketball team, but you know.
Oh, you know, we'll be their support. That's a job, right? To support the mother, you know. To
there
support
you
the family.
Go. Well, you do that, and then there's Mother's Day. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yes, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And also wanted to make mention of the fact that Some of you may remember an interview that we did last year at Autism One with Dr. Bradstreet, who had some really, really interesting and groundbreaking studies and information about the use of CBD and cannabidiol, and just found out yesterday that he passed away. So there are some links in the show notes today in reference to his passing away. There's a special page that's been put up, rememberingdrbradstreet.com. And I think I'm going to go ahead and post, unless you want to go and search for it, the link to our interview with him last year. So our condolences to him, his, you know, relatives and his loved ones. It's sad to see him go. He was a very smart, bright man who did a lot of good and had some really great information.
Well, hey, you know, he may be gone, but I'm sure he's very proud watching the continuous push forward for CBD usage and CBD freedom in this country.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing thing, and we're starting to, you know, we're seeing the push and the momentum taking place across the country, you know, liberating this plant, you know, that was, you know, created here on this planet for a reason, that was demonized for all the wrong reasons. But, yeah, good work going on in his memory with, you know, the progress that he made and with a lot of the other people. Cannavest, you know, coming out with a great product. And they've got a special going on right now that if you use the code RSB50, that you can get, it's what is it? It's buy one, get one free on every product. I mean, everything from the most expensive to the cheapest. So you want to go check them out for sure. So anyway, here we are, hour two. And, you know, Ed, I'm just going to put you on the spot. This is your debut. What's on your mind? What's on Op-Ed's mind here on this Father's Day Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what, this has been kind of rolling in my head for a while now, and I think we're coming to a point where we really have to address it, and it's the stress related to relationships and to the people we try to talk to. You know, it's very stressful to be aware of what's going on in this world, isn't it? You know?
It very well, it can be, especially in a situation where we are going through the news cycle. And why, you know, I've been doing this for 9-10 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to take a look at what's happening around the world and go, dude, we're screwed. I mean, there's so many things that are going on, and the news has a tendency to sensationalize the bad. So it's very tough sometimes to find the good. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, stress is a big factor in what's going on, whether we're talking about the economy or we're talking about, you know, health or you know, just the everyday stuff, you know, just trying to make ends meet.
No, absolutely. And, you know, me coming from my background, I always try to look at things as a critical optimist. You know, you got to be critical, but you also have to have a plan. You know, and the biggest thing I've seen in my comparatively small journey to yours is folks are getting consumed by this stuff, man. Not even not consumed per se at the knowledge, but it's just the stress. They are not doing the things they need to do to take care of themselves. I mean, you know.
Well, is that a situation where they aren't doing those things because they are forgetting to, or they're too wrapped up in what's going on, or is it a situation where maybe they don't know what those things are? What is that thing?
It's a little bit of everything, because stuff. A lot of people, the countercultural stuff that we cover here, it sometimes blows your mind. Like literally, you'll hear something. For me, it was a lot of the cancer news. I mean, for me, I thought that the only thing you could do with cancer was chemotherapy. I started hearing that there were not only many other alternatives, but they've been around for a very long time. In my mind, I was like, oh, my God, all the people that have been hurt by not knowing this knowledge. I got consumed. I became an evangelist for this stuff, you know. But the thing that happens, though, whether it be by apathy, whether it be by not concentrating on one's health, or even becoming the pessimist, your body starts to deteriorate if you're not doing things, you know, to deal with that stress. It's like a monkey on your back, you know?
But yeah, definitely. And I can raise my hand and say I'm the poster boy for you know, at least in my past, well, maybe even in my present, really. I'm not very good to myself. you know, stress manifests itself in a physical way, for sure. I mean, it's just, there's no way that it can't. And, you know, I've seen it, I've experienced it, you know, you're definitely right. So the question is, what can people do, in your opinion, to deal with that stress in a way so that it does not have that negative effect?
Well, I think the first step to anything is you've really got to look at yourself in the mirror. You cannot fight what is coming unless you yourself are in the shape to fight it. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to go fight Goliath. Oh, wait, I have a pot belly and I haven't seen sunlight for 20 years. You know what I mean? It's just not going to jangle. I don't even know how to use a slingshot, right? But the premise of that is
sounds like the story of my life. Many moons ago. All right, so taking a look at yourself in the mirror, was it just kind of self identifying, you know, getting down, you know, being real and taking a look at yourself, and then what?
Well, the next step is, I mean, you really have to look at what you're putting inside your body. I mean, for us, I really truly believe, I saw this study where it was making the argument that an NBA player has a higher risk of getting a heart attack than someone who's a couch potato. And basically the justification of the argument was an NBA player pushes themselves through so much stress and sometimes doesn't do the detoxing and whatnot, doesn't take care of their bones and their body, that they themselves have used up most of the, you know, the minerals and most of the things that they originally had in their body that were grown through childhood, whereas the couch potato has all that stuff left over. And, and you know, the step is you have to keep replenishing your body, whether it be, you know, making sure you're eating organic.
So what you're saying is people need to be couch potatoes.
No, I guess that's a bad example.
No, I understand. We got less than a minute here. What's one more thing we can throw out there?
Get sleep. My goodness, people are looking like night owls, man. I go to the Autism Room Conference.
Sleep.
They're walking out there, they're like zombies, you know? I haven't slept in 4 days because we're really, really worked up about it. Like, dude, you gotta sleep, man.
Man, you have just, you know, I don't even know what to say. Look, I feel good about knowing who I am. I don't get a whole lot of exercise, and sleep is not my strongest point. Ed, I need your help, man. Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. We love to do that. Now, that sound right there. I hate bees. I had a very, very bad experience when I was a kid where I got stung like 3 times by the same bee, and I've had this thing about flying, stinging insects. But apparently, bees are in the news, and this is actually kind of an ironic story. What happened with the bees on Capitol Hill?
Well, it turns out on Friday, you know, and on a very silent day, very quiet, as the TTP conspirators are carrying on, that out of nowhere, a loose swarm of 15,000 honeybees decided to descend on the main entrance to the U.S. Capitol building.
Oh, man. All right. So you got Capitol Hill being attacked by 15,000 honeybees. I'd be inside hiding underneath a desk wrapped in bubble wrap, in a situation like that. But how the heck did 15,000 honeybees attack Capitol Hill?
Well, the reports are still coming in, but one thing they do know is that these bees were displaced. Their hive was being forced to move, protect the queen and find a new home, you know, but for whatever reason, they flew to the Senate House, where they probably were legislatively displaced. I mean,
nice. I like legislatively displaced. Now, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, the funny thing about the TPP, you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, our good friend John Rapport has been covering on our website for the last half month. But one of the sections relates to pesticides, pesticide usage, and for Monsanto's mislabeling of food. So the premise here is that Monsanto itself, we could probably come to an agreement, most of our viewers and know this already, that Monsanto is the biggest peddler of pesticides in our country. And we also probably know, if we don't know, it's okay, that pesticides itself are what are destroying the habitats for bees in our country. Now, ironically enough, the TPP, which, thank goodness, got put down for now, was going to give a blanket authorization to that company to essentially use it willy-nilly all over the place, to ship it in even without labeling it as toxic.
Willy-nilly. Under the parameters of trade. I love that term. Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Free willy-nilly. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so the irony. Just looking at this, it almost seems like it's something nature or is trying to let these guys know that you're not going to get out of the house without getting stung for the crap you're up to.
Nice. So mess with the bees and they're gonna come get you, almost like a plague or something like that.
Yeah.
Listen, I cannot imagine a better a more suitable place for 15,000 honeybees to go. What's wrong, Max? I don't think Max likes bees either, apparently. But
it's pretty traumatic out there in Oregon.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I mean, how funny is that? Did they manage to figure out what to do with the bees? I mean,
they eventually brought in a beekeeper. Yeah, a whole bunch of there's an organization out there called Capital Bee Care. It's headed by this lady named Rachel Perry, and they were able to to get him under control. They end up turning into a tree, and they put him in a box, and they got under control. But it wasn't before Representative John Coyers of Michigan. Folks may not know this guy specifically, but he was one of the voters for the TPP and other demonous trade agreements and pesticide agreements. He got mauled by them. I wish he got a camera. This literally had to start running. They said he was running from one of the Senate sides to the other side of the lawn. It's pretty crazy stuff.
Wow, wow. So, yeah, I mean, just I guess you could call that poetic justice, right?
Yes, poetic justice. The bees aren't here,
Yeah, live radio. The dog here is deciding to have a cow here. I don't even know where to go after that. That is probably one of the coolest stories I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, we seem to be getting a lot of these kind of stories. You don't really have to fully explain them out. Just they by themselves speak a message.
Yes, yes. You know what? The news cycle is the gift that keeps on giving, and at least this one didn't have anything to do with robotic butts or penis transplants or anything like that. So. But hey, I got to say it on the air anyway. All right, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. We will be back right after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
No Robert for you this hour. Robert is on the road, headed off to Atlanta to go hang out over at R. Thomas. And I always like to have fun with the whole R. Thomas thing because I don't think it was the last time or the time before, and I don't know, Ed, if you had a chance to see this or not, but...
I didn't,
Yeah, there's Robert's sitting in the restaurant, and he's got this giant bird on his head. And it's just it's something to do with Art Thomas, and they've got a bird, and it's kind of just a thing they do. And so I'm always hoping that, you know, when Robert goes, that he's going to end up with the bird on his head. I think it even pooped on him one time, which was kind of funny. So funny to me anyway. So, yeah, so anyway, he is on his way there, and then he's off to the IACT conference after that in Nashville, and we'll be hearing from him for sure, and there'll be some really cool interviews I'm sure that we'll be privy to in the next few days. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you know, I touched on this with Robert at the end of the last hour. But I kind of wanted to get your take on this, Ed, because I love bouncing stuff off of you. And this has to do with the word Holocaust. Now, as I mentioned in the previous hour, Hufnagel has a article that he has posted up on the glorious RobertScottBell.com website going into the... I don't know what to call it. It's just a frustrating, in my opinion, it's an agenda. It's a taking advantage of somebody that you disagree with on a particular topic and parsing the language and putting a spin on it in order to, you know, do some damage to them. And in this case, we've got RFK Jr., which everybody's heard about it by now, where he made a statement talking about how vaccine injury is a Holocaust, what it's doing to our country. And it just, listen, every news outlet, every journalist, every blogger, you name it, every time that they have quoted RFK Jr., they have misquoted him because they say that he compared it to the Holocaust when actually what he said was a Holocaust. Now, I understand, you know, the Holocaust that took place, 6 million Jews, it was horrible. I mean, it's just, you know, what can you say? I mean, it was just an absolute, you know, demonic thing that took place at the hands of the Nazis. I in no way am I trying to belittle that or make light of it or lessen the impact or the horrendous event that took place. But, you know, there is a difference between, in my opinion, and I really am hoping to see some input from the listeners on this. In my opinion, there's a difference between the Holocaust and a Holocaust. If you simply go to Merriam-Webster and look at the definition of the word, there's more than one meaning to the word. And one of those meanings is the proper noun of the Holocaust. And I think it's unfair. In fact, it's an obvious, you know, slant on what he said when these guys, these bloggers and stuff are coming out and they're saying he compared it to the Holocaust and he had to apologize and all this stuff. And the example that Hufnagel gives in his article, I think, is relevant, where you take somebody like David Gorski, who writes a blog and says that blogging tends to be a feast or famine. Well, you know, I did a little homework and I could not believe how many millions of people have died in famines. I mean, in one famine alone in China, and actually this was a combination of four famines that took place between 1810 and 1849, 45 million Chinese people died. I mean, 45 million, you know, and then and you just go through history. I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions of people have died from famine. And the Great Famine of Ireland is the one that I think people, you know, will think of first, where, you know, 1.5 million people died, 2 million people had to emigrate. So my question would be, should David Gorski have to apologize by comparing blogging to a famine Is that insulting, say, the people of Irish heritage who had ancestors who died in the Great Famine of Ireland? Does that sound reasonable to you?
Well, that's the base of it, isn't it? No, it does not sound reasonable. And the funny thing here is that they're trying to define, you know, basically ownership of a word. I mean, really, the base of this is that they themselves think they can own words. And you're absolutely right. You know, if we were going to sit here and claim ownership over words and say words have singular definitions, like we're sitting in the Hunger Games or The Giver, you know, the premise here is that it's completely ridiculous to try to use this kind of ad hominem attack to try to discredit the work of someone such as RFK Jr.
You know, in no way, I mean, is anybody, in my opinion, you know, by saying that this is a Holocaust, are they demeaning the impact, the severity, or somehow insulting, or doing some kind of damage or disrespect to what happened in with the Holocaust? And I don't know. I mean, other than knowing the event, knowing the tragedy that took place in history, which I actually have been very interested in World War II, of all the wars, that was the one that I took the most interest in. I can understand if there are some people that would look at that word and say, you know, that word is reserved for this particular event. I understand that. So then what do we do with the word? I mean, is somebody going to contact Merriam-Webster and say, hey, look, we can no longer have that as a word that has other definitions that's now been reserved for, you know, this? Because RFK Jr., it's not like he was trying to insult, you know, people, that...
Yeah, it's about the intent behind the word. No, the intent is the importance. And no one believes that his intent was to trivialize the Holocaust. You know, and they know that. And if they don't know that, I'm just kind of like, well.
It irks me beyond, I mean, just description when I see people that jump on that stuff and use that. And here's the thing. It's not like one or two people, just kind of did that because they're trying to put a spin on it. I kid you not. I have yet to see a news report, a reporter, a blogger, anybody actually quote him correctly in that he said a Holocaust. They always say the Holocaust. They're the ones that are connecting the dots. They're the ones with the agenda. They're the ones that coincidentally also disagree with him on his stance when it comes to vaccines. So, you know, come on.
It's adding to the decline. You know, we talk about the things that trivialize the mainstream media and trivialize reporters and trivialize the outlets 10 years ago we looked to for news. It's stuff like this. Like, the fact of the matter is, if they can't even be bothered to read what the guy said and quote it properly, you're basically doing mudslinging 101. It's like we're back in the Lusitania of 1800s. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So go check out the article, and please make comments. Let Hoofnagel know what you think about that. Now, we've got just a couple of minutes here. And, Ed, you had a couple of stories here that you wanted to touch on having to do with money and gold. What's going on?
Oh, yes, yes. So out of Texas on Friday, and I think we're living in the most interesting of times. You know, we as people in this era will probably end up seeing a huge change in the way we trade and do business. And one of the precipices of this is real money. I mean, Rob always talks about the Federal Reserve. He talks about, you know, the inflationary cycles. He talks about different things that Americans 100 years ago did not really have to deal with. I mean, you probably made $300 a year, and that was enough to support an entire family. But the thing that caught my attention on Friday was this article with the ominous title, "There's a pile of gold in Manhattan, and Texas wants it back." The story behind this, that's pretty obvious. Like,
wow.
Yeah. The story behind it is Abbott, Governor Abbott, you know, as a Sully, not a perfect guy, but what he's been doing is, I think he's setting Texas up to be able to have its own state currency. And that starts with a backing of gold. And you know, it's crazy. It's crazy to say it. Maybe I'll be wrong, but they're calling in their gold from New York.
You know, it's not the first time that I've heard about Texas wanting to move that direction. They have talking about they have talked about secession numerous times. There's a big movement in Texas to do that. I mean, basically, Texas, if they did that, they pretty much have everything they need. They could survive.
Oh yeah, they're one of the secession states. They have resources. I think right now the only thing holding them back would be obviously the fracking bubble right now. You know, it's what the Saudis did with the oil prices 2-3 months ago really crashed the shale in West Texas. And right now they're not using they have a refinery. I don't know if you heard about this refinery they have in Corpus Christi. That refinery alone can service most of, let's say about half to three quarters of the oil production in this country. But due to EPA restrictions, that refinery is not in use. Brand new refinery. But literally, every cutting edge technology we have in that industry is in this refinery, but it's not being used.
Interesting. So you think they may be moving to their own currency in Texas?
I think that's what they're doing. If anything, it's just to make sure they have the backing of some real wealth. I mean, gold throughout there is...
Well, imagine that. You mean Texas is not going to have a fiat currency? Wow. I mean, what a bold move on the part of Texas to consider doing something like that. I don't know. Man, you know what? Look, we'll have to keep an eye on this. I think that's really interesting. And should they make that kind of a move, it will be interesting to see how the rest of the country reacts. And who knows, maybe other states may follow suit. That would be quite a revolution. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. I cannot believe how fast this has gone so far. One more segment to go. Super Don Op-Ed here. We will be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Indeedy do. We do take them on whenever we can and whenever it is appropriate. This is Super Don holding down the fort here for hour two with good old Op Ed. And, you know, Ed, I've really enjoyed this hour. It's gone by so fast. I cannot believe that an hour is already up. But what I wanted to do here in this last segment is kind of end on a feel-good note, if we could. It is Father's Day, and there was a particular story that got my attention about a little boy and his father. Now, today, Father's Day, Brian Munn will celebrate what is being considered an especially joyous Father's Day after he donated part of his liver to save his 9-month-old son, Caleb. Now, what happened was Caleb was born with something called biliary atresia. And I hope I pronounced that right. Basically, it's inflammation of the liver that causes the bile ducts to be blocked and affects liver function. And 3 months after he was born, Caleb was still jaundiced, which typically, usually, goes away within a few weeks in healthy babies. And his parents, Brian and Brittany, took him to the medical center there in the Bronx, New York, where he was diagnosed with end-stage liver disease. Now, I mean, what a nightmare. You know, you have a baby and 3 months later, he's got end-stage liver disease. I cannot even imagine. So, Caleb, he needed a liver transplant immediately. The doctors feared that, you know, he wasn't going to survive. Family reached out to friends in the community. All these applications poured in. Brittany, the mom, had the same blood type as her son, but she was not yet 6 months postpartum, so she couldn't be a donor. And the dad, Brian, had a different blood type, so he didn't submit an application. Well, it was just after a couple of weeks, the doctors asked Dad why he hadn't submitted his application. And it turned out that children under the age of one can receive organ transplants from donors with non-matching blood types.
Oh.
So on March the 20th, father and son, they underwent surgery. Brian donated, you know, part of his liver. Brian recovered, but Caleb had to undergo surgery again the following day to remove a clot. Then a couple days later, his belly became distended and hard, so he went into surgery again. This time they found a massive bile leak, but they were able to get everything patched up, and he began to recover. So on April 13th, Caleb finally came home because they live 3 hours from the medical center. He's under the care of a local pediatrician. Kind of the bummer part of this is that he's on 9 medications, which is down from the 15 he was on,
yeah.
But they're going to have him on immunosuppressant medication for his whole life. That aside, here's a family, which also includes a son, Noah, who's 4, a daughter, Elise, who's 2. They're together. They're a family. And, you know, the father was able to save his son's life. And so this Father's Day is obviously going to be something that's very special to them. That, you know, I just want to end on that positive note. And say, hey, you know, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to my father. And Ed, you know, someday you'll be a father too. But I wanted to...
Oh, I'm crying right now. I'm going to call my dad right after this, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, there's nothing... Now I'm going to get emotional. Stop it, Ed. No, listen, I would not trade the experience that I've had as a father for anything in the world. I had 5 kids, and they're all grown up now, and you miss them when you're gone. And so it's if you haven't called your dad yet, give him a call. Because once the kids grow up and they move, you know, they move out and they, you know, move on with their lives, you know, you miss them. You miss them. And yes, you know, they're busy and they've got things going on with their lives and their families and their jobs and all that stuff. And sometimes it's really easy to forget, you know, to you know, make that phone call or send that card or whatever. But, you know... Your dads, your moms, they miss you, they love you, and so it's always important to stay in contact and keep in touch. So if you haven't given your dad a call, give him a call now. And Ed, I want to thank you, dude. I mean, this was a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to doing this again.
Oh, amen to that. Amen to that.
All right. Well, folks, that's the end of the show. We appreciate you hanging in there and listening. Be sure to go to robertscottbell.com and thank our sponsors. And, hey, we're going to end the show now with what we always do. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.